Hello, Integrity Roofing, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. I just missed your call. I was on break. It's Nadine.
Well, you're allowed to have breaks.
I need a vacation. That's what I need. I need a vacation away from everybody, the kids, the husband. No. I'm just like, yeah. You know, when I'm at work, I feel like, okay, I get to breathe, right? But yeah. It's like once you get home, and even my kids are older, you know, but still, it's like, Mom, I need this. Mom, I need that. And I tell them every time, and you think they would listen, if you need money for a bill that's coming up, I mean, you would already know that that bill's going to be coming up and you're not going to have the money, right?
Right.
Give me a heads up. When you call me, because I have them on the phone and I need your credit card so they can pay my bill, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm at work. Your lack of planning does not constitute an emergency on my end. You know?
Wow. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But they don't listen. So I have to say, I need a vacation.
But if you don't do it right away, right, then it's a late fee. Then you're paying the late fee. And like,
I know.
Stop that.
And then my daughter's like, it's my phone bill. But wait a minute. Cynthia, your phone bill is due on the same date, right? Well, yeah. So if you knew you weren't going to have the money on that date, why are you calling me when they're ready to disconnect the phone? Like, I don't understand. And this is my oldest. I'm like, you're 32 years old, girlfriend. Get it together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You might. Maybe she didn't call you because she was hoping she would have it. And then she realized, okay, I don't. But
God bless you. God bless you for giving her the benefit of the doubt that this girl does it to me every month.
Wow.
I have to finally tell her the ATM is running low, girlfriend. It's going to be closed real soon.
Right.
She mismanages
her
money.
Back later? Can I ask
no,
if she pay you back
no.
later?
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. Oh. And I tell her this. Don't ask to borrow, because when you ask to borrow, that means you're paying it back. Okay?
Exactly.
If you say, Mom, I need help, can you pay it for me? That's different. You know what I mean? And I try to tell her, your word is all you have. In this world, like, your word means a lot. Yeah, I don't know what it is with, you know, and I don't know. I just feel like back in my time, your word meant everything. And even now, you know, if you say you're going to do something, follow through.
Yeah, 100%.
If you can't show up or you can't pay it back, then say, hey, I know that I meant to pay you on this date. Some other stuff has come up. I want you to be aware that, you know, it's like acknowledging that, you know, you owe that money.
Right.
And my mom was like that.
Right.
My mom taught that to us. I try to teach it to my kids, and I don't know what the heck happened. I told my husband, I feel like I failed somewhere. Like, these girls just don't get it. And I tell them, Wendy, we're not going to be around. What are you going to do? So you know what I'm doing now, Carrie? I'm teaching it to my grandkids. I'm starting them off now. Well, yeah, because it's like I tell them, you have kids. You gotta have a
they
But if you're buying a Disneyland, buying a Disneyland pass, come on. Where's the priorities at? You know? But,
it's funny that you say that Disneyland thing, because we have a little bit of that in our near family. Disneyland every 2 seconds, but your teeth don't get done, but your teeth aren't taken care of. Wait, you can't eat meat because your teeth hurt? What?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Work?
Exactly. Like the priorities, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, I don't know. I tell my husband,
I
have to play tough love. I have to, or else, you know what?
I'm going to hurt no more. Yeah, maybe the phone has to get disconnected and just say, I'm sorry. But you probably, since it's been a little bit probably of a regular occurrence for you, it's a little bit, you probably have to give a heads up. Just heads up. Next time it's you, don't call me. So just don't. There is no, I'm not going there. If it gets, you know, taken away, that is what it is. So just plan accordingly. But you probably have to give them a heads up since you've come in, you know, as a rescue.
And I've told her, I said, you know what? I finally told her, I said, okay, this has happened one too many times. I am letting you know now the bank is closed. So moving forward, you're going to have to figure it out.
Well,
now, if it comes to the grandkids, of course, and my grandkids need something, I'm not going to say no. I will go out and purchase it. I won't give her the money. And it's not that I don't trust her, but I want to make sure that I know where it's going to the actual thing that's needed, you know? And it's just like, or else she's never going to learn. And I'm like, my God, you're 32 years old, Cynthia. Come on. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I said, what, you know, and I'm pretty fair, you know, but she's just, I don't know. I tell my husband, oh my God, I'm paid for my sins.
You know, I think also when we grew up, we probably knew that when we grew up, we knew, like, it would be just too embarrassing for me to ask my mom, you know, like, me personally, like, that, I would do anything not to do that.
Oh.
Does that make sense? And so now she probably doesn't necessarily have that with you. It's like, oh, Mom, I'm in a tiny suite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my mom's fantastic. She works at a church. She works like 80 hours a week. You know what I mean? She works a lot, all that kind of stuff. And she's 80, you know, 82.
Wow.
But, so we had a great relationship, but it was just, she taught us so much responsibility that you don't ask. You're like,
oh my gosh, you cringe because you're like, my mom's gonna say, like, I thought I taught you better, you know,
and
it's not that you couldn't go to her, but it was just the fact that you're like, ugh, this like weighs heavy, and I don't know
exactly. It was the way it was a lot easier to do a double shift or not to buy something than to go ask her.
My mom used to say, if you don't have the cash to pay for it, you have no business buying it then.
Yeah, right. And I think even our own common sense would realize that because we knew who else, how am I going to pay the rent? How am I going to pay that? You know, like that bottom line of, I can't get that because I can't pay the rent.
I got to pay my rent. I mean, it's a nice outfit to wear, but if my rent's not paid, well, it looks like I'm going to be wearing it outside in a tent. You know, I just feel like nowadays, just, I don't know. And I think it also boils down to as well, like, you know, my daughter has a lot of anger issues and stuff, just things from her past, you know what I mean? And it's like, I always take it back to, you know, where's your faith at, you know? And because I'm a believer and I tell her, like, you know, I mean, the choices you make, we all make, some of us make bad choices, right? But it's like at the end of the day, like, you know, you got to kind of think it through before you just decide, you know, you can't just do things spur at the moment or because of how you're feeling at that moment. Kind of play the tape through. What's going to be the consequence, you know? And I think that, you know, she's had some bad choice in men and she's a single parent. And so I think that's why I've kind of helped her more. But she's the one that I have helped out the most because the other ones pretty much are good. You know, they manage on their own.
Mm-hmm.
She is the one that needs the most help. And I go back to where my father-in-law says, you know, you have so many kids, right? And one of them, you always tend to help out a little bit more because that's the one that needs the most help. Because it's not that the other ones, you don't care. It's because they're okay. But then at the same time, you're kind of neglecting them because they might seem okay to you, but they have struggles too, you know? It's kind of like the lost sheep, you know? You kind of leave the 99 to go find the one.
I know.
Like, oh, Lord.
But it's all good. Because, you know, the guy, the brother that did everything right, and he was always there. And made sure. I feel so bad. I mean,
and that's the one that got hit.
I relate to him. You know, you're like, I feel bad for him because it's like I would be thinking the same thing, I think, and I don't want to be. You know, you want to be more merciful, like
of
God
course.
Would be merciful and Jesus would be merciful. But you feel like, please don't let me. I mean, I just relate so much.
I know. That's how I feel, too. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I could go on and on, but I know you're busy too, Carrie. I know you mentioned something. So were you wanting more information on the Google Ads or?
Right. I'm kind of reading my notes or something. Okay. Because it's all a scribbly. It wasn't on a... Today I talked to you.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
So I know you mentioned, correct me if I'm wrong, your nephew was helping you with this, right? The Google local listing, the profile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's helped with the website, and so I did kind of text him right before and I think he was doing more of the website, and so
yes.
I kind of gave him an opportunity to jump at it today, and he didn't. He said, hey, I'm thinking about going, because we just hired three crews. We have three crews now.
Did you really? Oh, I'm so excited for you.
And we had one crew, I think, for the first time, but now we have two more crews. But now we're like, okay, we got to make sure we have work for them, and our weather is good. So it's not a good thing.
I know.
Our weather is perfect.
You're like, the weather's good right now, so we got to jump on it. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, you've really made some progress since we last talked. And that wasn't even that long ago.
No, it wasn't. And it was, we had these two crews. I don't want to say we're in the back of our mind, of our back pocket, but they were, when we left our other company, they had like signed on to a 6-month commitment somewhere else. So we were hoping that we were, ready to have them. And we were just a little bit short, like, okay, needing them. And then we got a couple of, we have two, Tim and another salesman, and so that salesman had a lead come in for like a big project, and I mean not huge project, but pretty big project. And then Tim had one, so it kind of kept us going. And then here they slid in, and it's like, okay, here we have something for you and something for you. And but now we're like a week and a half out, and like, okay, we need more. And I can tell you that what's happening with the Google Guarantee, it's taking me a ton of time. Wow.
Is it?
A lot. Of trying to, because it's supposed to be for re-roofs, but we're doing anything and everything, and you have to kind of, like, I had no idea it would be so much back and forth and back and forth. Okay, no. Then they check on it. It's still there on the splashboard. Okay, I'm still like, no. And I have to go back and look through all my notes and read. It's a lot of back and forth. And to be honest, it's probably out of 16 leads, maybe 3 are re-roofs, or two, and the others are all small repairs. So I don't know who do I talk to about that. I don't think it's you. I think it's Bonnie. Is that right?
I'm gonna send Bonnie a note. I'll send Bonnie a note to call you on that. Because I was kind of looking through the notes on there too, and so that way Bonnie can address all of that. Because she's part of that department, but I definitely, and let me put this in the note to her.
It seems like it's a lot more complicated. And so I was under the impression, I mean, that we wouldn't be getting these, that when they're calling, they're wanting a re-roof, but actually they're calling and, hi, I have 3 tiles out of place. Which is okay, but we don't want to pay $50 for that lead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want an actual, roof. We're not trying to replace just the 3 tiles. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Because those kind of leads kind of tend to come in on their own, you might say.
I
mean? And you sort of deal with those because, you fill in the blanks with those, you might say, but you don't want to necessarily pay for those. And the way I'm reading it, I'm not sure. So, I probably need to talk with her about this. But this one sounded, okay, it's Google Ads. It's just a flat fee. There's no that wasn't a valid call. That wasn't a valid. So, I mean, even with the Google Guarantee, when they're texting, they text and don't answer. They don't text. They text and don't answer, and they're wanting to charge for that. They have no address, no nothing. They never got back.
And that's kind of tough. You know what I mean? Yeah. And here's the thing, Carrie, even after speaking with Bonnie, right? If you want to pause those leads, you can. You can pause them for as long as you need to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So we had talked about also the Premier Platinum package. So what that one included was of taking your Google Business profile. Okay. We optimize that to the first page and we maintain it there by your keywords and your search terms. Now, also it includes the Google Ads. Now, the Google Ads, you can use up to 50 keywords and search terms. The Google Local Listing is 15, I believe, 14 or 15, okay? That's on a flat rate. It's a $4.99 a month flat rate. You don't pay per click or anything like that. So even if someone called you for a roof repair, I mean, you're not being charged for it because you're paying the $4.99 a month, no matter what, whether you got 50 or 100 phone calls. And with the Google ads, you could target by city, by zip code, by county, by mile radius, whichever you prefer.
Okay.
And it's a click to call ad. So you don't, like when they click on that ad, they're calling you directly. You're not being charged per click. Because it's a flat rate. So when we're talking about optimization, optimization means we're posting, we're managing your keywords and your search terms so that you're always coming up in the search results there within the first page. And that way you have the opportunity, I mean, they're seeing you both not only in the Google Local Map first page, but also in the Google Ads. So that package would run you $4.99 a month. But you were mentioning about your nephew. So you told, you talked to him about it today and what happened?
He said, okay, as long as you get results or something like that. And so I said, I took that as, okay, it's okay. I'm not hurting his feelings. That's okay. I said, cause he just finished the website and I said, hey, we have three crews now. We need to make sure we have leads for him. I said, thinking about signing up for Google Ads. He asked me a question and I said, oh, are you, in? Okay, what did I, just, let me see, yes, yeah, so are you having a person do ads? And I said, I was thinking of having the same company that, so you are having a person do ads? Oh, I think you might have misunderstood me. Because everybody knows it's Google Ads. I was thinking of having the same company that does the Google Guarantee for us. Is that you want to do? Oh my gosh, I look at my text. Obviously.
You're like, sometimes I have to go back and I'm like,
my wording here, my ears.
It's okay, sometimes I go back and look at my text messages and I'm like, oh my God, what did I write? I can't even understand what I wrote. Because I totally like my grammar was wrong or I call it the chubby finger case because my finger hit the wrong letter and I'm like, what is that?
Yeah,
so what did they put, huh? With a question mark?
in the end, he said, yeah, that sounds good as long as you get a return for it. Otherwise, I can try. Okay, so that's perfect. So we'll try this. And
Okay, I'm going to schedule also. So do you want us to charge the same card that's on file?
Yes.
Okay. So it's going to be $4.99. You'll get a receipt sent to you. Now, I want to schedule a client interview for you so that way they can discuss the Google ads, the local listing, the keywords, and all that. When would you have time to speak with someone? Like tomorrow, how does your schedule look?
Okay, so tomorrow's Friday. That should be okay. Anytime today or tomorrow should be okay, just not in the morning. So,
okay. So let me tell you, because I know you're on the same time zone as us, right? So I have a time available tomorrow. If you want something later on in the day, I have 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4.
Okay. 1 to 2. Let's do
1
to
2. 1 to 2. Okay.
Is there anything like after 10:30? Anything earlier than 1?
Yeah, in fact, so here's what I have. I have an actual 10 to 11 or 11 to 12.
Okay. Let's do 11 to 12.
Eleven
to
12.
Okay. Early and then I'll eat and then
oh yeah, that's right, cuz you worked out good for you. I know. Right now I'm fasting for I've been like I'm fasting because I'm praying at the same time. Just, okay. You know what I mean?
Just for you.
Yeah. I did have a protein drink just because I start getting the hangry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, you get the hangries, but I'm just kind of just trying to be in prayer right now. Just a lot's going on, you know, and I just feel like sometimes I need to do that just to kind of be still, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can relate to what I'm talking about. I just, I don't know. I always assume everybody knows what I'm talking about, but I don't want to, assume.
I'm on the same
you know.
Page. I get that.
Okay.
I get
yeah. Oh my God, her phone.